This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An Israeli missile strike in Gaza has killed three sons of Hamas's political leader. Linda Grasstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh said Wednesday that an Israeli airstrike killed three of his sons and at least two of his grandchildren. The Israeli army confirmed that it was responsible for the attack, saying all three were active in Hamas. The army did not say where the strike took place, but Haniyeh said it was in the Shati refugee camp where they lived. In an audio interview with the Al Jazeera news channel, Haniyeh, who is based in Qatar, said the killing of his sons would not affect Hamas's positions on a deal for a ceasefire in exchange for hostages. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Few in Gaza can find solace, let alone celebrate, as a devastating conflict cast a pall over the start of the Eid holiday on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
As millions of Muslims observe Eid al-Fitr around the world, Palestinians visit the graves of loved ones killed in the last 6 months of war. Their focus is on surviving Israeli airstrikes, shelling, a ground offensive, and a humanitarian crisis, and remembering happier times with loved ones. Israel's assault has killed more than 33,000 Palestinians and wounded more than 75,000. Hospitals have been destroyed, medicine is in short supply, and many Gazans are at risk of famine.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Israel's defense minister Yoav Gallant said Wednesday it is planning to flood Gaza with aid through a new crossing and a port just north of the besieged territory. With Israel under severe international pressure to allow more food in, Gallant said it planned to ramp up aid deliveries to 500 trucks a day, the pre-war figure cited by the United Nations. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. The U.S. military said its forces destroyed eight aerial drones late Wednesday in areas of Yemen controlled by the Houthi militant group. U.S. Central Command said in a statement the drones presented an imminent threat to U.S., coalition, and merchant vessels in the region. CENTCOM also reported destroying three other Houthi drones early Wednesday, including two that were over the Gulf of Aden and one over the Red Sea. The United States is leading a coalition effort to help protect the key shipping route through the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea from attacks by the Iranian-backed Houthis. The Houthis, which have been designated by the United States as a terrorist group, have said their campaign targeting ships is in solidarity with the Palestinians amid the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. Former U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday lost yet another attempt to delay his upcoming criminal trial for allegedly falsifying his company's records in connection with covering up an extramarital affair. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
For a third straight day, Trump's lawyers asked for a delay, and for the third straight day, they were told no. This time, the Trump legal team asked the appeals court to halt the case indefinitely while it fights to have the trial judge removed. They're challenging several rulings by Judge Juan Mershon. Trump's hush money trial is scheduled to start Monday and is the first of his four criminal indictments slated to go to trial. It also would be the first criminal trial ever of a former president. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide the true nature of payments made in connection with a scheme to suppress damaging stories about him during the 2016 presidential campaign. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former President Mao Ying-jeou of Taiwan said Taiwan and China can peacefully resolve their differences. He made the assertion Thursday in Taipei after returning from a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping the day before. Ma said he hoped young Taiwanese can put aside ideology and realize the shared historical and cultural links between Taiwan and China. It was Ma's second meeting with President Xi. The 2015 meeting in Singapore during Ma's presidency was the first time Chinese and Taiwanese leaders had met following the end of the Civil War in 1949, when Chiang Kai-shek's nationalists fled to Taiwan after losing to Mao Zedong's communist forces. China has repeatedly vowed to bring the self-ruled island under its control by any means necessary, including military takeover. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. That's VOA's International Edition. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.